Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It gives me great pleasure this afternoon on FM 104.6 Vectis Radio to introduce to you Lance Corporal Richard Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you all. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're most welcome. So, well, how's the life of Lance Corporal Richard Jones at the moment?
It's going very, very well. So I've been doing a lot of Army things the last few months, getting up to date with all my training, just because the Army's about to give me a lot more free time to then go on to my UK tour, which starts this year.
Yeah.
So I've been busy trying to put the show together. Got something very special this year. About to start travelling the UK.
Wow. And coming to the Isle of Wight very, very soon.
And the Isle of Wight's the first date.
Yeah, 5th of April.
Yes, so only a few weeks left, so we're coming to see you all first in the Isle of Wight, because we remember, I think it was 2 years ago, I think it was 2017, I did a show in the Medina Theatre, so I'm coming back. I remember it was a great crowd.
Yeah, we are. We're very friendly over here.
Yeah, very friendly. Yeah, I do remember that.
We are very friendly.
So, yeah, going to hopefully come and see you all again.
Excellent.
And that's going to be a great start to the tour.
Excellent. So, look, do you mind if I call you Richard?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, cool. Because I wasn't too sure, and I thought, do I call you Lance Corporal? No, but I'm sure you'll be absolutely fine.
You don't need to worry about that.
That's all right. But look, you said yourself there, you're still training, you're still in the British Army, you're doing fantastically well. You're an ambassador of the British Army, and recently back from Afghanistan, spending time entertaining the troops in Kabul as well. You've just done so, so much. You're patrons of charities. But let's go back to 2016, if you don't mind. It seems such a long time ago, I expect. You were so different, and you were the first magician ever to win Britain's Got Talent as well. So
it does feel strange thinking back that it was so long ago. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, actually, which is bizarre. But yeah, I was very lucky, the first magician to win, and since then I've travel the world. So 2017 I did the UK tour, which is when I came to Isle of Wight last time, and then since then I've done shows in probably around 19 countries.
Have you?
I've been to some really fascinating places. I was in Moscow last year, did a show there, and India a few times, and seen some of the most incredible places around the world, and obviously Afghanistan last year, which was certainly an adrenaline pumping tour, flying around. So every day we get on a helicopter and we'd fly to a different part of Afghanistan, a different part of the city of Kabul, and we'd spend a few hours trying to make a makeshift stage out of whatever we found there, and then in the evening we'd entertain the British troops and the Americans, and all the coalition forces all would come along to the shows, and a very, very exciting experience that was. And I've got lots of interesting and exciting stories that I'm now going to hopefully try and interweave within the show that I'm doing this year. Lots of the stories and some life lessons that I learned while I was there.
Fantastic.
Going to be interweaved within the storyline of the show this year. So, Wow. Yeah, lots of exciting things.
Fantastic. It just amazes me that you're still training for in the British Army as well, and trying to put a show together, or putting the show together, ready to do that tour. So the British Army must be pretty proud of you for a start, for achieving what you've achieved, and you must be pretty proud of yourself as well.
I was very lucky. So when I won the show, the Army gave me the option. They said, you've done very well. If you want to leave, we can make that happen straight away, so you can get straight out into the world and perform as a magician. They were very good to offer me that, but I didn't really want to lose the association with the Army, because I always wanted to be in the Army. That was always my dream. So we came to an agreement. I didn't want to leave. They didn't necessarily want me to go, because obviously I was doing lots of TV and I do lots of big stages. It's a good PR platform for the Army as well, so it worked both ways. So now I'm kind of part-time. I try to get back as much as I can to do Army stuff when I'm free, but then they're happy for the rest of the year for me to travel and do shows. It's like a part-time thing now, Every now and again I do miss being in the Army full-time, so every now and again I'll go and see the guys and spend a few weeks training with the Army guys, and I kind of get the best of both worlds, so I'm very, very lucky.
Absolutely. Now, you are coming to Medina Theatre, like we say, on April the 5th, 7:30 p.m. start. www.medinatheatre.co.uk/whatson to get your tickets, or 01983 823 884 is the number if you want to get tickets to go along and see Lance Corporal Richard Jones with The Escape. It's going to be amazing. And I read something when I was doing a little bit of research as well. You're doing some close-up as well, aren't you?
Yeah, so this year, obviously close-up, you can't do it for the amount of people that are going to be in for the main show. So yeah. I think the Medina Theatre is going to do some VIP tickets where people arrive early. They'll meet me before the show. I think it's around 6 o'clock for probably 45 to an hour. Of I'll sit down and I'll show them some close-up stuff and then talk to them about how I got into magic. Maybe even teach a couple of little tricks and I'll give them some posters and anything like that. It'll be a nice moment. And then,
yeah,
obviously, then the main show will then start at 7:30. But yeah, I like the idea of giving people that option if they want to come and meet in person, and we'll do some close-up stuff. And I like to think that anyone who comes to the show is going to feel very involved within the show itself. But I like to think of it not necessarily as a show, but an experience that we're all going to kind of be involved in together. I'd like everyone to leave the show feeling as though they were personally involved in something special.
Being part of it.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You had, I read a couple out there, you had some brilliant bits said about you. Simon Cowell, like I said, you saw a wizard, that has to be magic, because Simon's not the greatest person, or the greatest lover, wasn't the greatest lover of magic, was he?
He used to be notoriously known as the person who hates magic probably the most in the world. He used to not like magicians at all. But then luckily, when I was there, he enjoyed what I did, and I like to think that since I was on it, I think he's kind of grown to really like magic. He now seems to love it. Like, I know last year there was a number of magicians did very well. So yeah, hopefully, I like to think maybe I changed his mind slightly.
I think you have. What I like about you as well, Richard, is you tell a story. And I watched the last couple of nights as well. Once it was confirmed that I was going to be chatting with you, I watched some of your YouTube videos, and I just love it, because you go into a zone, don't you? Into your own zone. So do you have to get into that zone? Have 5-10 minutes before you go on stage, and think, right, I've got to get into this sort of this zone to go out there and do that, because the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're very passionate.
The most important part. I mean, magic in itself is very clever, but there's not necessarily an interesting takeaway experience from just seeing a magic trick. So what I try to do is try and find, like, for example, in this show, every piece of magic within the show is purposely thought through and purposely in those places and tells a specific message that hopefully we'll all be able to connect with. Because there's, I mean, some magic is very clever and it's interesting to watch. But for me, the most powerful magic is where you feel as though you're a part of that trick, but and in your mind that you don't think it is a trick. It's not necessarily about what the magic is, it's more about the story and how you felt after you witnessed it. So I always try and tell true stories of powerful things that I've experienced within the magic. That's what I tried to do in the final of Rings of Talent, where I told the story of someone who inspired me in a huge way, Mr. Fergus Ancorn. And I got him on stage in the final. And in my TV special I had last year of ITV, I did a number of things for some troops families who, like, I did a big magic trick where I made a tank appear, and then inside the tank was a soldier who's been abroad with the army for, I think it was 6 months he'd been away, and I reunited the family. That was a big surprise for them, and instantly that makes the magic more powerful, more real, because you've got an emotional connection. You're seeing not only are you seeing something impossible just happen, but you've just reunited a family that haven't seen each other, and the kids that haven't seen their dad for 6 months. There was an element, even probably more so, a magical moment in seeing that than the fact that a tank had just appeared out of nowhere. Seeing that connection and that emotion is true real magic.
Absolutely. And you can see the passion when you're doing that. You know, you're very calm and you're very passionate about what you do. And When you were on stage in the final, and you brought on the person that inspired you, Fergus, that in itself, you must have been so touched that he was able to come along and do that for you as well.
Absolutely, and at the time, so he was 97 years old at the time, and he was still, in fact, he only died a few months ago, and he only died just before his 100th birthday.
Oh.
He almost made it to 100, but he was probably the most happiest person I've ever met. He'd been through the most extreme circumstances. He was a prisoner of war, Japanese prisoner of war camp for a number of years, where he was treated horrendously. The message he gave me really is that it's not necessarily what happens to you in life that determines your happiness. It's how you interpret what happens that counts and what matters. And he had this incredible ability to take the most awful scenarios that had happened to him. He'd managed to turn them around psychologically in his mind so that it didn't let him necessarily affect him in a negative way. He carried on going, and he was still performing on his hospital bed just before he died. He was still entertaining the nurses at 99 years old, nearly 100, and he was still doing magic, for the nurses that were coming in to see to him. On in fact, the night he died,
incredible.
It was only a few hours before he'd done a little mini show for the nurses.
Wow.
So yeah, incredible.
Right to the end. Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
True magician, yeah.
Absolutely. You're described as one of the world's greatest magicians now, Richard, and you have travelled, like you said earlier on, many, many continents, all over the place. You've been coming to the Isle of Wight on the 5th of April as well, which is absolutely awesome. So you like to keep everything fresh, everything new, don't you? You're just everything. You know, you don't, you wouldn't necessarily repeat the tank thing.
No, yes, it's all about, magic's all about advancing all the time. So the show that I am bringing to the Isle of Wight this year is completely different to the show I did last time. In fact, it's a lot bigger and it's a lot more meaningful in a number of ways. The messages within it, I've been trying to find ways of exploring and implanting these hidden messages within the show for quite some time. But the other thing is magic in itself, obviously, because so much magic is on TV nowadays, and obviously Britain's Got Talent has magicians on every year. It means that magic has to advance more than it ever has had to do in the past. So I'm always trying to develop new ideas, trying to create bigger concepts and more meaningful concepts. So yeah, every time I do a show, even every time I do this show, this tour show Escape, every time I do that show, there's likely to be lots of elements that are slightly different, slightly changed. And a lot of that is to do with the fact that it's very much audience. There's a lot of audience participation, and sometimes you might get someone involved who might take the show in a slightly different direction, and which is absolutely fine. I mean, it's quite nice for me because it means I kind of have to work spontaneously or off the cuff sometimes and try and create a unique experience every time the show goes out. So potentially, if you came to see every show, you might experience something different every time. And I really like that. I like the spontaneity of involving people from the audience and letting them have a fairly big involvement in the direction of the show.
Brilliant. That's what people like. So and to be part of it, and for you to interact with them as well. So that's what it's all about. Richard, I've got a couple of other things for you here. You are self-taught, but also you are a member of the Inner Magic Circle. But not only that, I've read that you are a patron of two fantastic charities, children's charities, in fact, which is absolutely brilliant. Scotty's Little Soldiers and Together for Short Lives. So that's amazing. So do you want to tell us a little bit about those two?
Yeah, absolutely. So two incredible charities. So I do a lot for them. The Scotty's Little Soldiers is a fantastic charity that looks after the children of any men or women who have served in the army and unfortunately passed away during the service. So they do a lot. They take the kids out to like day trips out and sometimes weekends away, and they do big events every year where they get some really amazing people in, like famous singers, and they get to meet some really cool people. And they really try and make as best of an experience as possible for people who have had a tough few years, obviously children who have had a tough few years of losing a parent. And there's something really magical about that charity. And as well, the Together for a Short Lives charity is a children's hospice charity. So they support all the hospices around the country for children. I've done a number of visits recently, and they do an incredible amount of work. And I've met some of the most incredible children who have been going through, obviously, life-limiting illnesses. It's a really sad thing to know what they're going through, but at the same time, some of these children have just been really inspiring, and it's always a pleasure to do visits for them. Two incredible charities.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you giving them a shout.
No problem at all. That's what it's all about. Because you, sir, will be an inspiration to those young people as well. So so well done to you.
Well,
you will, you know. So that's what it's all about. And I love it when you sort of guys, you do that sort of thing. So so well done to you. Hats off to you. Richard, it's been an absolute pleasure. I know you're very busy, and can't wait to the 5th of April to come over to Medina Theatre and see you, and come back again and again and again. So you are there on the 5th of April, 7:30, or if you are going for the close-up magic, you'll probably be there a little bit earlier. But 01983 823 884, or www.medinatheatre.co.uk/what's on, and you can book your tickets there. And it is going to be an awesome night, and we're going to really look forward to seeing you here back on the Isle of Wight.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it.
All right. Richard, again, thank you very much for being on Vectis Radio this afternoon. And like I say, awesome. Really, really nice to talk to you. But if you hang on there, I'll speak to you off air. We're going to take a short break. And I'll chat with you in a sec. Is that okay?
See you in a few weeks. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at VectisRadio.fm.